Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Our organic yogurt business supports 200,000 acres of organic family farms. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Well, Abigail Bora, the 21-year-old student who disrupted the speech by U.S. climate envoy Todd Stern, says she doesn't regret what she did. I reached her in Durban by Skype.
I was a bit terrified. It was one of those things where I knew that I had to sort of rally all the forces and be courageous and stand for what I believed in. It was a high-level plenary event. The COP president takes statements from distinguished dignitaries from every country at the UN. And when he called the United States representative, Todd Stern, to come up, I started speaking because I didn't think he could speak on behalf of the United States. And so I wanted to issue a statement calling for more ambition and calling for more urgency in the U.S. position.
Were you arrested?
I was not arrested. The UN has a code of conduct, and speaking like that is against the code of conduct. And so they took away my accreditation for the rest of the conference.
When you were led out of the session, you got many a cheer.
I did receive an ovation from both civil society sitting in the back as well as negotiators from a lot of different countries.
So your position is that the United States and other countries, that the process is just failing.
I definitely think there's lack of progress. And I think the United States in particular is deliberately postponing any type of ambition. We've decided that because of obstructionist Congress, we can't make a stance. We have nothing to bring to the table when we come to these conferences. And so it's stillborn right from the start. And so what my statement was trying to say is that we cannot perpetuate this international gridlock in the negotiations. As the United States, we have to lead in the fight against climate change, and we can't deliberately postpone progress.
It's your generation that's going to have to deal with this mess.
That's true. And a lot of adults, parents of friends, teachers will say, you know, it's up to your generation to fix the problems. And frankly, I'm really not willing to take that. I think because of the science and the necessity to act now, yes, my generation is willing to step up to the plate. But the generation before us must set the scene. If we need to have peak emissions before 2020, and the United States doesn't want to have a binding agreement to have emissions reductions until 2020, it'll be too late to wait. And that's part of the statement that I had is, as a youth, I have the right to have a livable planet.
So are you now encouraged by what's happened at the COP17 in Durban?
I'm still pretty disappointed. I think we need to really rev up the action. One thing that I am encouraged by is that after my statement, Todd Stern pushed his press conference earlier and spent a significant amount of time trying to justify the U.S. stance, and in fact saying things that he had not been saying before. And so I think what I did really opened the door and was a game changer in terms of the U.S. stance and how other countries as well as NGOs were able to relate and really push the U.S. and drawing attention domestically as well as internationally to our government's lack of action.
Have you seen the video of you giving your protest?
I have.
What do you think?
I think that the youth have a really strong message, and we have an enthusiasm and urgency about us that is so unique in the negotiations. You can sit in the plenary halls for hours on end, and the negotiators themselves will fall asleep, and they're full of empty rhetoric and empty promises. And I think it really was time for someone to stand up and say, we're shackling justice and we're perpetuating international gridlock.
Well, Abigail Bora, it has been a real pleasure. I want to thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Abigail Bora is a student at Middlebury College and a member of the youth delegation to the UN Climate Talks in Durban. Just ahead, vertical farms go up in a Nairobi slum. Keep listening to Living on Earth.